With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change titled, A Great Mission, Saving the Planet, via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA on November 26, 2008.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
I have a question from science, quantum physics, because quantum physics sort of gives some indication to materialist scientists that there is something beyond the space and time, some reality. And as long as it was theory, then of course there was a lot of skeptics, but now there are even very pronounced experiments. And there is such an established experiment which was performed by Alain Spey in France, University of Paris, 25 years ago. And in that experiment, two objects, they were originally photons, but it could be electrons, some subatomic particles, were separated from one atom very far away. Today, this experiment was many times repeated, even on distances of 100 kilometers. And after they were separated, they influenced each other without any time delay, instantaneously. But Albert Einstein already proved 100 years ago that nothing can travel through the space without some time, because it cannot exceed speed of light.
That's right.
Most scientists believe that there is no explanation of this experiment without some connection beyond the space. So my question is, could you comment, what is this transcendental space that this experiment indicates? And is it perhaps universal consciousness and an evidence of God that we are, all beings are connected beyond space and time?
You know very well. What the scientists has told before, that nothing can influence each other without going through space, right? It takes some time, right? So that means the space and time involved in whatever the two objects when they want to influence each other. And now they influence it without space and time even. Well, that is, of course, the consciousness of all beings. Yes. Okay, you call that God or just super conscious of all being? Yes, I told you we all are one. And space and time are just the products of this physical dimension. That's why when you go into the other dimension of the universe during deep meditation, time and space doesn't exist to you. You could even communicate with the beings in heavens and hell, and you communicate with me. No time involved, yes, and no language involved, no space even. And sometimes we sit in transcendental samadhi for many hours, or some people many days, many months, many years, and for them, time it seems like a split second only. So time and space is just relative to this world. If the two things to have influence on each other. They don't really always need space and time. It depends on the quality of these things. Just like love. Love doesn't need space and time to transmit and influence each other. When you're in love with someone, even you're far away from each other, you feel the same at the same time. Yeah? And you influence each other's feeling at the same time with no space, no time necessary to transmit the feeling. The feeling doesn't have to go through space, even if it curved or straight space. It doesn't need. So the consciousness of all beings, as I just mentioned, even mountains are beings, trees have spirits, trees are beings, and plants are beings. So every other things are beings also. They are part of the universal great consciousness. They are not just material things. Even though in our mortal eyes they look like physical beings or physical objects, but they are not. And the density difference make them look different, but they are all spirit. Therefore, the two objects like photons, they can influence each other without space and time because they are one. Yes, there is a connection which space and time cannot separate, just like love. Space and time cannot separate the love that a mother has for a child, or a husband has for a wife, or a boy has for a girl. They cannot separate. These are things that space and time means nothing.
So I understand that in that dimension there is an attribute connection, not spatial.
Right.
Thank you very much, Master.
Are you happy with my quantum
Yes, I'm very happy with your quantum answer.
Okay.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome, love.
Hi, Master.
How are you?
I'm fine. Master, my question is about soul groups. You have mentioned that you have many bodies on this earth, and they are helping you with your work. And you also mentioned that there are soul groups. Would you please explain more about the purpose of soul groups? Thank you.
Easy. Sometimes one soul has to manifest into many different bodies in order to have a better workforce, just to help out a little bit. So the main body that houses the soul can direct other bodies as well. So in that case, we call it a soul group, just to help with the work. Because one physical instrument, sometimes it's not convenient to do different jobs at the same time. So we need a couple of other bodies. That's it, okay?
Yes.
And the same with the soulmates. Sometimes they separate themselves into two bodies, and so they fall in love. They call themselves soulmates. All right.
Thank you. I want to thank you on behalf of Iranian people, on behalf of initiates and also non-initiates. They feel your love. They feel your support. They feel your blessing, even non-initiates. They just wanted to thank you for all of your love, and they really love you. The non-initiates, they love your words, they love your lectures, and it's a source of hope for them. They really love you.
Thank you. I love them too. Please tell them. You know I do.
Yes. Right? Thank you.
The Iran people, they're very pure in the heart. They deserve more than that. But in this world, we can only do what we can do. I'm trying my best to help to comfort them.
Thank you.
Did you find your soulmate or something?
Yes.
That's why you ask?
I think you're my soulmate.
Oh, yes, I am, baby. Definitely.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
It's a great honor to have this conference with you, and I'm very thankful. I would like to know, before we come down to this earth, do we know that we will come here to work for Supreme Master Television? And do we make a pact to come here to work together to save the planet? Thank you, Master.
What do you think?
Well, I don't remember if I really made a pact, but I do believe I'm here for a special purpose.
Ah, sure. Then you're right. What is in your intuition and what is in your heart? And if you're happy to do what you're doing and you feel this is right for you, then maybe you have made the pact.
Yes, I'm very happy to be here every single day.
Then you have made the promise to come here and to work for the Supreme Master Television to save the planet, save the people, save the world.
Thank you very much.
Great mission. Continue with your job.
Yes, I will.
That's where you belong.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hello, Master. How are you?
Hello.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for the opportunity to be at Supreme Master Television. Every day, I'm grateful that you help me with the work that I'm doing at Supreme Master Television.
And my first question is actually related to the inner voice. How do we know which inner voice comes from the high beings and which one actually comes from the mind? Thank you, Master.
Whenever you have some hunt or some intuition about something, or if you ask a question and you got an answer related to that, and if you feel confident that it's good and it's beneficial to your job or what you're asking or to other people, then definitely that is our inner guidance. And if you still have doubt or you think it's no good for others or for yourself, then you have to rethink again and pray again and ask again and meditate on it until you're clear and confident that the answer is correct.
My second question, Master, is about dreams of past lives. I have been having dreams about past lives. I'm not sure if these are actual past life dreams or they just my imagination playing with me. How can you
tell?
Well,
whatever it is, if it's good, enjoy it.
Okay.
It's a good dream, yeah?
Yeah.
Mostly good dream, then it's good. It's better than the reality that we have anyway. Enjoy, baby.
Okay.
Sometimes the dream are for the past, sometimes the dream are of the future. And sometimes dream are a premonition of something that's coming. So just pay attention and then you will know what is what. If it's a past dream, then it's a working out of some bad karma, of some desire that we still have left over. If it's about the future, then pay attention to see if it's happening like that, and then you know more, and then you continue to trust your intuition in the future.
Thank you, Master.
Okay. Continue. Have good dream.
Thank you, Master.
Sweet dream. You're welcome.
One other final question is, what can we do to help ourselves to go deeper inside, like when you go deep inside? Thank you, Master.
So you don't go deep inside enough? Tell you what, your dream is when you're going deep inside. At least deep in your sleep. Do what you can.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome, love. Thanks for being there and doing good job.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
I would like to ask you if you could share some details about true life of Jesus Christ. Some details that maybe can help us to grow more. Thank you, Master.
Like what, honey? His life is so great. How can I tell you in few minutes? What aspect you want to know?
There are two periods in which I'm very interested. The first period is when Jesus Christ got the teaching. From where did he got it? This is one question that I would like to ask you. And the second one, we know from the public sources that Jesus Christ died at, his physical body died at 33 years old. And I would like to know if it's possible to know if this is true or not, or if this is useful for us to know about that.
There was a long period of time that he disappeared. At that time he went to India and studied with different spiritual enlightened master at that time. And Jesus did not die at 33 years of age, like the historical record, but he lived afterward. You remember, it is said that his body was in the cave, and then later some angel came and rolled the stone away, from the entrance, and then they take his body out. And then he traveled again back to India. Legend had it that he was in Kashmir and lived until 120 years of age. And he was buried in Kashmir. And I have visited the tomb in Kashmir. And it could be that it's his tomb. It's something very similar to Jesus. So if you want, you can go there and visit and check it out. And they say that is the tomb of Jesus. And there's a small tomb next to it. That's supposed to be his attendant or his assistant. When I read it, I know it is for Jesus' name. I just know it. I can't explain. I meditate there for a while.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for being so patient with me.
I also am very proud that you have progressed. You progress very much. You are different, completely different from when you first came.
Thank you, Master.
And you know that, right?
Yes, thank you.
Good.
Master?
Yeah.
I would like to say something in front of you. I would like to thank also all the brothers and sisters here, because they are also a wonderful example. And each time that I went through some bad period, there was always someone who were there smiling, helping, and always being positive as you teach. And I would like to thank them and thank you, of course. Thank you.
Okay. Thank them. Yeah.
It was a pleasure having you join us for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 6 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, A Great Mission, Saving the Planet. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell and God bless.